Om Shanti. Today, the great-great-grandfather is pleased to see the fortune of his children from everywhere, who are a handful out of multi-millions and a selected few of that handful. You have such a special fortune which cannot be received by anyone else. You have such a special fortune which cannot be received by anyone else. The father is pleased to see the speciality of every child. The children who have forged a relationship with Bab Dada with their heart definitely have one speciality or another. The children who have forged a relationship with Bab Dada with their heart definitely have one speciality or another. The first speciality of all is the first speciality of all is the first speciality of all is that you recognized the father who came in an ordinary form and you accepted him as my Baba. This recognition is the biggest speciality of all. You accepted from the heart. My Baba and the Father accepted my children. You accepted from your heart my Baba, and the Father accepted my children. Whom even the great philosophers, scientists and dharmatmas, great souls, were not able to recognize. But you ordinary children recognized the One and you claimed your rights from Him. You ordinary children recognize the One whom the great philosophers, scientists and dharmatmas, religious souls, were not able to recognize, and you claimed your rights. If anyone were to come and see you, the children of this gathering, they would not be able to understand that you, innocent mothers and ordinary children, have recognized such a great Father. If anyone were to come and see you, the children of this gathering, they would not be able to understand that you innocent mothers and ordinary children have recognized such a great Father. So the speciality of recognizing the Father, that is to recognize Him and make Him belong to you. So the speciality of recognize the Father, that is to recognize Him and make Him belong to you, is the fortune of you handful children out of multi-millions. All the children, whether you are sitting here personally in front of Baba or sitting far away physically, all the children, whether you are sitting here personally in front of Baba or sitting far away physically, are experiencing this as though you are sitting face to face with Baba. So all of you children recognized Baba with your heart, haven't you? Have you recognized, or are you still trying to recognize? Have you recognized, are you still trying to recognize? Those who have recognized Baba, raise your hands. Have you recognized? Really? You have recognized? You have recognized, Baba is asking, and they are raising their hand. Yes, Baba, we have recognized. So children say that they have recognized Baba. So Bab Dada is congratulating. So Bab Dada is congratulating every child for having the speciality of recognizing Baba, such a big father. Wah, fortunate children, wah, for having recognized the father. You have attained the third eye with which to recognize. You have attained the third eye with which to recognize. Bab Dada continues to hear the song in the hearts of you children. What song is that which Bab Dada continues to hear? I have attained that which I wanted to attain. So what song is that? I have attained that which I wanted to attain. Pana tha so pa liya. The father also says, oh beloved children, ladle bachche, oh beloved children, you have taken whatever you wanted to take from the father. So the father also says, oh beloved children, you have taken whatever you wanted to take from the father. Every child is a child and a master of innumerable spiritual treasures. Every child is a child and a master of innumerable spiritual treasures. So today, Bab Dada. So today, Bab Dada. So today Bab Dada was seeing the account of the treasures of the children. The account of the treasures of the children, who are the masters of the treasures. The father has given everyone the same amount of the same treasures. The father has given everyone the same amount of the same treasures. He has not given multi-millions to some and 100,000 to others. He has not given multi-millions to some and only 100,000 to others. However, however, in knowing the treasures and attaining them and in putting them into your life, you are number wise. However, in knowing the treasures and attaining them and in putting them into your life, you are number wise. So, however, you are number wise in knowing the treasures and attaining them and in putting them into your life. Nowadays, nowadays, Bab Dada repeatedly, again and again, makes you children pay attention in various ways. Nowadays, Bab Dada again and again makes you children pay attention in various ways, seeing the closeness of time, seeing the closeness of time, seeing the closeness of time, check with a subtle and unlimited intellect what you have achieved. Seeing the closeness of time, check with a subtle and unlimited intellect what you have received, what you have received, what you have taken. So what have you to check with a subtle and unlimited intellect? What you have received, what you have taken, and whether you are constantly being sustained with those treasures. And whether you are constantly being sustained with those treasures. This checking is very necessary. So what do you have to check? You have to check whether what you have received, how much you have taken, and whether you are constantly being sustained with those treasures. This checking is very necessary because at present, Maya continues Maya continues to test you with many different forms of royal carelessness and royal So this checking is very necessary because at present Maya continues to test you with many different forms of royal carelessness and royal laziness. So this is a test which Maya continues to give you with different forms, so royal carelessness and royal laziness. She tries to play with you in these different forms. She tries to play with you in these different forms. So royal carelessness and royal laziness. Maya continues to test you with these different forms or play with you in different forms. Therefore, constantly continue to check yourself. Constantly continue to check yourself. So, constantly continue to check yourself. Check yourself with that much attention. Do not check yourself in a careless way. Check yourself with that much attention. Do not check yourself in a careless way, such as, I didn't do anything bad. I didn't cause anyone sorrow. I didn't have impure vision. That is checking anyway. It is a form of checking, no doubt, that I didn't do anything bad, I didn't cause anyone sorrow, I didn't have impure vision. That's okay. That's a form of checking anyway. But what did I do that was best of all? Did I constantly have soul conscious vision in a natural way? Did I constantly have soul conscious vision in a natural way? Or did I play games of remembrance and forgetfulness? Sometimes soul conscious, sometimes not soul conscious. So, What did I do that was best of all? Did I constantly have soul conscious vision in a natural way? Or did I play games of remembrances and forgetfulness? For how many did I have good wishes and pure feelings and give blessings to them. For how many did I have good wishes and pure feelings and give blessings to them? In this way, how much did I accumulate in my account of accumulation? So how much did I accumulate in my account of accumulation? What was that account like? What was that account like? Because you know very well. You know very well. What you know very well? That you know very well that it is only at this time, only now, that you can accumulate in your account. The account of accumulation of this time is that which you accumulate throughout the full season. Because then you will claim your fortune of the kingdom and become a worthy of worship deity according to how much you have accumulated now. If you have accumulated less, then there will be less fortune of the kingdom received. And you will also be number wise in becoming worthy of worship. If you have accumulated less, you will be worshipped less. If you haven't accumulated in the right way and with discipline, you won't be worshipped in the right way with that discipline. If you are following the right method sometimes, then your worship and the status you claim will also be sometimes. So everything depends on what you do now. This is why, as Bab Dada has deep love for every child. This is why, as Bab Dada has deep love for every child, so Bab Dada wants that every child become that. Every child becomes complete and equal, because Bab Dada has deep love for every child. And so Bab Dada wants every child to become complete and equal. Do service. Do service. But remain beyond and unlimited in service. Do service, but remain beyond. And unlimited in service. Bab Dada wants every child to become complete and equal, so do service, but remain beyond and unlimited in service. Bab Dada has seen that the majority of children have less interest and pay less attention to the subject of yoga. Bab Dada has seen that the majority of children have less interest and pay less attention to the subject of yoga, that is remembrance. There is great attention to service. However, if you are engaged in doing service without remembrance to a greater extent, there are then limitations in that. In that case, you won't have an attitude of going beyond. Then the desire for name, regard, position will become mixed. And the attitude of being unlimited becomes lessened. Becomes less. So if there's you give more importance to service rather than yoga, then what happens? Baba is saying that, and there's a desire for name, regard, position, and that gets mixed, and the attitude of being unlimited is lessened. This is why Bab Dada wants all his children. Bab Dada wants that all his children who are a handful out of multi-millions and a selected few of that handful . This is why Bab Dada wants all his children who are a handful out of multi-millions and a selected few of that handful to become ever ready from now. So this is what Bab Dada wants from us, to become ever ready from now. Why? Because some children think that they will become ready on time. When the time comes, they will become ready. However, time is your creation. Time is your creation. Will you make the creation your teacher? Do you want your creation to be your teacher? Or will you make the creation your teacher? So time is your creation, and if you wait for time and you say, I'll be ready on time, means you have made time to be your teacher. Secondly, you know that this account is one of accumulating over a long period of time. You know that this account of practice is one of accumulating over a long period of time. That being full over a long period of time only will enable you to recognize attainment over a long period of time. That this account is one of accumulating over a long period of time, that being full over a long period of time will enable you to receive attainment over a long period of time. Therefore now, according to the closeness of time, it is essential to accumulate over a long period of time. Afterwards, you cannot then complain that you thought that there was still time left for accumulating over a long period. Afterwards, you cannot then complain that you thought that there was still time left for accumulating over a long period. So pay attention to accumulate over a long period of time from now. Do you understand? Do you understand? No? Did you understand? Oh, Baba is saying, attention please. Don't be careless, don't be lazy. Attention please. Bab Dada wants that there should not be a single weakness remaining in any of you children in any subject. You all have love for Brahma Father, do you not? You all have love for Brahma Father, do you not? The return of loving Father Brahma, you will give the return of the love, is it not? You will give the return of the love, is it not? So the return of love, so the return of love is to check your weakness and give the return. Turn yourself, that is transform yourself. So turn yourself. To turn yourself is the return. So do you have the courage to give the return? You raise your hands and you please Baba very much. Seeing all the raised hands, Bab Dada becomes very pleased. Now, take a very firm vow in your heart. Very, very firm, not a weak vow by even 1%. Take this vow that I have to give the return. I have to give the return. I have to turn myself. I have to give the return. I have to turn myself. Therefore, Bab Dada says, O children of the bestower of liberation, therefore the father says, O children of the bestower of liberation, O master bestowers of liberation, now liberate yourself. Now liberate yourself, and the gate of liberation will then open for all souls. Now liberate yourself, and the gate to liberation will then open for all souls. You were told, no, is it that you were told that what the key to the gate of unlimited if you were told what the key is to the this gate, it is unlimited disinterest. Unlimited disinterest. This is the key to the gate to liberation. Unlimited disinterest. Perform all tasks. Perform all tasks. But just as you tell, householders in your lectures, become like a lotus. This is what you tell to the householders. Become like a lotus. In the same way, while doing everything, become detached from the awareness of doing. In the same way, while doing everything, become detached from the awareness of doing. Be detached. Do not be influenced by the facilities or position. Do not be influenced by the facilities or position. A desire to receive something or other is not having a position, but it is opposition from Maya. Any desire to receive something is not really having a position, but it is opposition from Maya. Be detached and loving to the Father. Be detached and loving to the Father. Is this difficult? To be loving and detached to the Father? To become detached and loving? Those who find it difficult to be detached and loving, raise your hands. Nobody finds it difficult to be detached and loving. If no one finds it difficult to be detached and loving, then I have to become it. I have to become it. You have to become that. You have to become equal to Father Brahma. You have to become equal to Father Brahma. In your thoughts, in your words, in your service, and in your relationships and connections, you have to become equal to Father Brahma. There shouldn't be the slightest difference in your being equal. It is not a big thing to sacrifice yourself out of love. It's not a big thing at all to sacrifice yourself out of love. People of the world are ready to even give their life for impure love. People of the world are even ready to give their life for impure love. Whereas here, all Bab Dada wants is your rubbish. Just give away the rubbish. Do not give good things, but give away the rubbish. What are weaknesses and defects? They are rubbish, are they not? To sacrifice rubbish is not a big thing. Let the situation end and let the original stage of the self become elevated. This is what you say, is it not? That the situation was like that. Do not even, Baba says, do not even mention the name of situations. The name situation should not even be mentioned by you, because they make you fluctuate. Let the stage of the self be powerful. What should all of you be revealed as when the curtain of completion opens? What should all of you be revealed as when the curtain of completion opens? As angels who are sparkling. This is what should be revealed when the curtain of completion opens. You should be revealed as that of angels who are sparkling. All the children should be seen sparkling. This is why the curtain is waiting to be opened. It is waiting to be opened. People of the world are crying out, open the curtain, open the curtain. They are crying out, open the curtain, open the curtain. So when the curtain opens, what should people see you as? Sparkling angels. Therefore, make your own plans. When you are given a plan made by someone else, then it is a different matter. You know, many things come up. You make your own plan with your own courage. Make your own plan with your own courage. Use the key of determination. Use the key of determination and you will definitely receive success. Use the key of determination and you will definitely receive success. You have a determined thought and Bap Dada becomes happy. Wah child, wah, you have a determined thought. But then a little bit of carelessness becomes mixed into that determination. This is why the percentage of success is sometimes half and sometimes three quarters. Just as you have 100% love, in the same way, just as you have 100% love, in the same way, completion through your effort should also be 100%. Completion through your effort should also be 100%. Just as you have 100% love. It may be more than 100%, but not less. Do you like this? Do you like this? Do you agree? I have to become that. If I don't become this, then who else will? Who else will become if I don't become this? Have the faith. I was that, I am that, and I will become that once again. I was that, I am that, and I will become that once again. This faith will make you victorious. Do not look at others. Look at your own self. Do not look at others. Look at your own self. Some children, when they have a heart-to-heart conversation with Baba, they say, Baba, just put that one thing right a little bit, and then I will become okay. Change this a little bit, and then I will also change. So change this, change that. Then I will become that, but how? Then I'll become this. However, neither will that one change nor will you. If you change yourself, the other person will also change. If you change yourself, the other person will also change. Do not be dependent on anything such as let this happen, then that will happen. No, I have to do it. I have to do it. This should be a determined thought. Don't depend on others to change. That one will change, then I will change. No, I have to do it. Okay. Okay. Some have come from far away and some have come from nearby. Bab Dada says, welcome to your home. Welcome to your home. The gathering looks beautiful. So many children in front of Bab Dada. So Baba is saying, the gathering looks beautiful. You are seeing it on the TV. When the gathering is full, it looks so beautiful. You are seeing it on the TV. When the gathering is full, it looks so beautiful. Achha. So are you ever ready? Are you ever ready? You will learn the lesson of being ever ready, will you not? Now what's to be done next? So many double foreigners. Now indoor zone. Indoor zone, all indoor zone. So many from indoor zone. So they all stood up and they are waving their hands. So many have come. Very good. To take this chance is to make your fortune very elevated. To take this chance is to make your fortune very elevated. You are fortunate that you have received a chance and you have taken that chance. You have received the chance and you have taken the chance, so you are fortunate. You have done service with a lot of zeal and enthusiasm, and for that, congratulations to all of you. It is good. Indoor, Baba says. Indoor, you know, indoor, I-N-D-O-O-R. So it means always introvertedness, introverted, inside the door. Indoor means inside the door. That means you're always introverted. You are indoors, are you not? Those who remain indoors are introverted. Are you not? So those who are introverted are always happy. Antarmukhi sada sukhi. Those who are introverted are always happy. Therefore, those from indoor have a natural blessing of always remaining introverted and so always happy. It is good. You are making self-progress with zeal and enthusiasm. Continue to do that and continue to fly ahead. Continue to do that, self-progress with zeal and enthusiasm, and continue to fly ahead. Acha, you may sit down. Now it's turn for double foreigner. Double foreigner. While double foreigners stand up, so those who are far away, Baba is seeing you, double foreigners. It is good. See, Baba doesn't forget double foreigners. It is good. Madhuban becomes decorated with the double foreigners. You are the double decoration of Madhuban. Everyone is happy when they see you. Foreign lands have to take number one. So the lands abroad have to claim number one. You have to win and claim number one. So you have to win and claim number one. Yeah, is it okay? You are the ones who win and claim number one, is it not? You will be number one, will you not? Not number two, will you? Number one, win and one. Everyone loves you very much. Baba is saying to all the double foreigners, everyone loves you. Everyone wants to see you. Bab Dada has seen you. Now turn yourselves around. I was telling them to turn around so that everyone sees them. I hope you can also see yourself on the TV. So many are here, double foreigners. See, you have become the ones who grant visions to all. You have become the images that grant visions. It's good, Acha. You may sit down. Acha. Did you remember what Baba said today? I have to become complete. No matter what happens, I have to become complete. So remember this. I have to become complete no matter what happens. Let there be this deep concern alone. I have to become complete. I have to become equal. Okay. Now Baba is giving Yad Pyar. To the elevated souls who are a handful out of multi-millions and the selected few of that handful, to the fortunate Bhagyavan children of God, fortunate children of God, Bhagwan, God, the creator of fortune, to the special souls who, through their intense efforts, put their thoughts into practice and who have elevated thoughts and perform elevated deeds and who make their qualifications equal to their aim, to such elevated souls, who through their constant effort over a long period of time claim their fortune of the kingdom. To the elevated souls who through their constant effort over a long period of time claim their fortune of the kingdom and become worthy of worship, to the number one fortunate children, to the number one fortunate children who, as a return of love for the Father, turn themselves. So number one children who give the return of love by turning themselves, who win number one, to such fortunate children, Bab Dadas, love, remembrance and namaste. Love, remembrance and namaste. Okay. So now the dadis, they made Bab Dada stand up, and then Bab Dada went right in front of the stage and waved to everyone. You saw before when Dadi came, you know, Dadi was telling Gulzar Dadi to wave her hand. She did not raise her hand. Instead, Dadi was waving. But now it's Bab Dada, so Dadi is quiet. And Bab Dada has raised his hand and is blessing everyone. And both the dadis are watching lovingly. So original date is 3rd of February 2005, when all the dadis were in sakar form. You saw Dadi Prakashmani, Dadi Janki, Dadi Gulzar, all the dadis in their sakar form. So 2005. Third of February 2005. So it was 16 years ago, change first. If I change first, then others will change. Baba blessed us with so many blessings and Baba gives so much love to us. Baba blessed us with so much love. Baba gave drishti. Is so much love. Baba's hand of blessing was on each one's head. Today Nirvair Bhai is back too. He was in Ahmedabad for a long time and he's back today. He's now fit and fine and he has also conveyed lots and lots of love and remembrance to all of you. The song is, we are so fortunate that we have recognized the Father. We are seeing the Father. The world is searching the Father. And here we have not only found the Father, but we are sitting in His lap and claiming the fortune from Baba. So this is the song. Om Shanti. So I take leave and Sister Grishma will take over.
We have the Madhurvani group. They will sing a very beautiful song. after a very long period of time, Brother Nirvair is in front of us. Now he will speak the words of inspiration in front of us. Respected Brother Nirvair, we will welcome Brother Nirvair. We will now listen to the words of blessings.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Congratulations to the Indo Zone. Today's Avyakta meeting is as though when Bab Dada celebrated the meeting with us and refreshed us. And especially Baba underlined that you have to do anyway through mind, words and deeds. Whatever thoughts you have, that has to be brought into practical. And therefore we have seen the Murli of 2005. It is as though that we are listening today for the first time. I also looked at the gathering and saw Brother Om Prakash. I was very happy. All the sisters are also sitting here. Brother Brijmohan is also here. The other things Brother Brijmohan will speak. I haven't been outside for more than 1 month. I was in 1 month in Ahmedabad and I have come back today. Our Kamala sister of Main Nagar and other sisters, they all took care of me with lot of love. And I got the cooperation from the Ahmedabad sisters. And there are the doctors from the Global Hospital, especially Dr. Pratap Midha. I'm the secretary of the medical wing. And Brother Banarsi Lal, who takes care of all the Madhubani Vasis. My health has become better and it will be better. When I was taking leave from the doctors, doctors told me, after 15 days you will be so active that you will be like before. So internally I feel very enthusiastic. I have to settle my karmic accounts. I and we have to bring into practical form whatever Bab Dada tells us and teaches us every day. Have to go into the depth of it and have to learn many things and also continue to experience the super sensuous joy. And therefore I think about it very much. Indoor Nivasi brothers, sisters, and Raipur brothers and sisters, and all the others who have come in the gathering, heartfelt blessings to all of them. Heartfelt blessings to all of you. And in the coming days, Baba's Day, 18th of January, is in front of us. And Baba has the blessings for all of us, where we have to become equal to the Father. We have the very deep nature, the ocean of knowledge. And we have to make ourselves so very worthy. And Baba should say, "Why, my children, you have become equal to me." Om Shanti. Baba's blessings and the blessings from the Brahmin family, the brother will be okay. And so congratulations to everyone, and also congratulations to Brother Nirvair. We now have Brother Brijmohan, the one who fulfills us with the jewels of knowledge. We are having the Maharati brothers in front of us, and we consider ourselves to be very fortunate. Along with our Baba, we have our senior brothers who fill ourselves all time. Now we have Brother Brijmohan.
Om Shanti. Hare Shanti Vanke Vanke.
Again, Nirvair Bhai speaks. The manager of our Shantivan, Brother Bhopal, at this time, he is in Ahmedabad Hospital. His health is also fluctuating, and there the doctors are taking care of him, and he also has given love and remembrance to all of you. Now Brother Brijmohan speaks. Om Shanti. Congratulations to all those who are sitting in the Diamond Hall in the Diamond Age to become diamonds. Our brother Nirvair was always in Madhuban, and it is with very difficulty he has gone away from Madhuban. When any senior brother go out of Madhuban, you can just feel how it feels.
आपको हवाले किया इसके
Brother Nirvair has come, so congratulations that he has come back. Today Baba spoke the Murli of 2005. 17 years have passed. And we saw many Brahmin children in the video. And today there are no Brahmin children of that time. And whatever Baba spoke today, we have to imbibe it very well. We all have to make Baba happy. And if you want to make Baba happy, you have to clap hands. What did Baba say today to we children? A handful from a multi-million. And therefore Baba reminded us about our fortune. We are the handful children out of multi-million, and therefore clap hands again. And once again Baba reminded us, nowadays, Raya in 2005 was also doing the same, and now also she is doing the same. And very tactfully Maya is taking us to carelessness and laziness. Baba said a very long period of time, practice should be needed to attain perfection and complete. We may have yoga, we may imbibe knowledge, we may do service. Everything should be in a right method. And in the coming times, in the coming world, you will be worshipped in the same manner, systematically. If you are doing everything systematically, then you are worshipped systematically. Finally, Baba said, 3-4 times Baba revised us. We have to become complete and attain perfection. We have to become complete and perfection. And therefore you all have heard the Murli. We all of us have to imbibe this. Om Shanti. We have to absorb the Baba Dada's ocean in our heart. And Baba has given us the aim that we shouldn't lack in any of the subjects. And we have to give the return of love by turning ourselves. So we have to make ourselves complete. We should have a long period of time practice. Om Shanti.
Hare Krishna.